We've sung about it, now we're going to read about it. It's great joy to be here with you at Park of the Palms. I was just thanking the Lord for being here this morning when I woke up and thought of what a beautiful day and what a beautiful location and what wonderful fellowship we have. I was just giving thanks to the Lord for the privilege of being with you here at this time. Even although my wife is away in New Zealand, I can't say that I'm really sad. I think she would be quite glad to know that I'm feeling happy. I remember I was conducting meetings in Australia, and the Lord was blessing the city of Melbourne, and we had a tremendous meeting one night, and the organist said to me, "I'm just wondering," she said, "if my husband would look as happy as you do without me, because you seem to be getting on so well without your wife." Well, we've had a tremendous marriage, nearly 31 years since the Lord brought us together. I was telling the students at school, my wife stuck it out for just over 30 years, but she couldn't stand it any longer, so she went off to New Zealand. But that's not really true. She's been such a wonderful helpmate, and I could never have done what I've done in the Lord's work if she hadn't been 100% with me. So we thank God for our wives. All husbands here say amen. Amen. I didn't hear it too strongly, but I'm sure you mean it. Your wife's going to ask you afterwards. So, wives, come and see me, and I'll try and help you. They really do mean it from their hearts, I'm sure. You know, they say that a Scotsman never tells his wife he loves her, he just leaves it in his will. Now, we're going to read in Isaiah chapter 9. Book of Isaiah chapter 9, two verses only this morning. Verses 6 and 7 that are so well known, and we've had the words brought before us already at breaking of bread meeting this morning. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Child born, that reminds us of his humanity. Son given tells us of his deity. The government upon his shoulder indicates his responsibility. His name, speaking of his authority. No end to his government and his kingdom, his endurability, the throne of David, his sovereignty, and the final words where the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this, his reliability. But we're going to think particularly this morning on his name. We had brought before us in the first meeting that his name was Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So we know that in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, God was with us. God manifest in flesh. Paul, in writing his letter to the Romans in chapter 8, says that God is not only with us, but God is for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Then, as we were also reminded today, God is in us. God for us, God with us, and God in us. His name shall be called Wonderful. And beloved, I believe he is wonderful because of his grace. Paul, in writing in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, says, "Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who though he was rich, yet for your sakes became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. The Lord Jesus is wonderful because of his grace. I was thinking today of how wonderful the Lord Jesus Christ was to his mother, Mary. There was the announcement given concerning the coming of the Savior. And how wonderful this was in the life of Mary. When the shepherds spoke concerning him, she pondered those things in her heart. It was all so wonderful to her because he was wonderful. Then you remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was, as a boy of 12, occupied in the things that concerned his father and told Mary and Joseph concerning the reason why he had not been with them. Again, Mary pondered these things in her heart. He was wonderful. In that first miracle in Cana of Galilee, Mary said, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." My dear friends, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was never more wonderful to Mary, his mother, than when on the cross he gave his life for the sins of the world. There stood by the cross of Jesus, Mary, his mother. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful friend. Wonderful life that never will end. Wonderful place he has gone to prepare. Wonder of wonders. I shall be there. Beloved, he is wonderful because of his witness. John could write, "We beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Wonderful because of his witness. Wonderful because of his words. He spake as one having authority and not as a scribe. Again, men could testify concerning him, "Never man speak like this man." Wonderful because of his witness. Wonderful because of his words. Wonderful because of his works. We see the Lord Jesus Christ stilling the tempest. And the disciples marveled. And they said, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Wonderful because of his witness. Wonderful because of his works. Wonderful because of his works. And, beloved, to us who believe in his name, he is indeed wonderful today. He came from the glory of the Father's presence, was born as the babe of Bethlehem, infant, yet glorious Lord. Oh, the wonder of it all, that the mighty Creator came into this world to be our Savior. The one who brought everything into existence and declared everything to be perfect and very good. That one came as the child of the manger, born in a manger to sorrow and shame. Oh, it was wonderful. Blessed be his name, seeking for me, for me. He is indeed wonderful. Wonderful because of his grace. The counselor because of his guidance. We're living in a day when there are many people seeking counselors. We have a seminar at Washington Bible College in the early part of January, to be conducted by Dr. J. Adams, who has written a very excellent book entitled Competent to Counsel. That seminar has never We have never had a seminar that was more popular than this one. It's been booked out solidly now for some weeks. People are anxious to know how they can more effectively give or receive counsel. But beloved, the greatest counselor of all is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the counselor because of his guidance. He came into this world to bring light amidst the darkness. He could say, I am the light of the world. And amidst the spiritual darkness of this scene came the Lord of glory. This is the true light, says John, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Then we see how that light had a transforming effect physically and spiritually upon a man mentioned in John chapter 9. Here was a man who had been groping in physical darkness all his life. But the Lord Jesus Christ performed a miracle and he was able to see. And his testimony is well remembered when he said, one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then you remember the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself to him as the Son of God. And he believed on him and worshipped him. The light that was true. The light that was transforming. And praise God, this is the light that is trustworthy. Way back in the early days in the Shetland Islands, I would occasionally be given an old-fashioned kerosene lantern. And the nights could be very dark in Shetland. It was very difficult sometimes to find your way even with a light. But you know, sometimes that light would fail. Although it was supposed to be a storm lantern, somehow the storm got into it. And the light would go out. And there I would be left trying to find my way amidst the darkness. This is a light that is trustworthy. A light that will never fail us. The Lord Jesus is the counselor who gives competent and consistent counsel. He is the one who is able to show us the way that we should take. And when we are faced with doubts and difficulties and even disappointments in life, we can turn to him and know that he always makes available to us the guidance, the direction that we need at that particular time. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And when we know the Lord is going before us, then in fellowship with him, we have the counsel and the guidance that we need day by day. How wonderful to be able to put our trust in this true light that lighteth every man. This light that transformed us when we were in a state of spiritual darkness. This light that we have found completely trustworthy because the Lord is leading us on day by day. Nothing happens to the child of God by chance or coincidence. The Lord has got full control of every condition and every circumstance in your life. He knows all about your present condition now, whether it be physical or spiritual. The Lord is interested in you as an individual, and he is also interested in every single detail that has to do with your life. No one loves you more than the Lord Jesus. No one cares for you more than he does. No one understands your heart like Jesus, the Son of God. So he is completely competent to counsel you in every single decision that you have to make. He is wonderful because of his grace. He is the counselor because of his guidance. Then he is the mighty God because of his greatness. He is the Son of God by revelation. He came to reveal the Father, to declare God to the people who lived in this world. He is the Son of God by relationship, because God sent his own Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He is the one who has been revealed as the Son of God. The one who by relationship is the Son of God. And when Paul was writing in the book of Romans chapter 1, he says that he's declared to be the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness through the resurrection from the dead. He is God because of revelation. He is God because of relationship. And he is God because of his resurrection from the dead. And this word, mighty God, is a particularly strong word. It indicates that he is the conqueror. He is the victor over all. The mighty God. His greatness. When Gabriel, the angel, visited Mary, the mother of our Lord, he said this, he shall be great. There were those who during the ministry of the Lord Jesus criticized and condemned him. On one occasion they challenged him and said, art thou greater than our father Abraham? And the Lord Jesus Christ was able to answer before Abraham was, I am. He was greater than Abraham because of his pre-existence. Before Abraham was, I am. When the Lord Jesus was talking with the woman at the well, she asked him this question, art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? The Lord Jesus Christ was greater than Jacob, because of the greater provision which he had made for the needs of mankind. Then in the book of Matthew chapter 12, the Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of as being greater than the temple, greater than Jonah, greater than Solomon, greater because of his pre-existence, greater because of his provision, greater because of his preeminence. We would say with the psalmist this morning, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, how we love that hymn, how great thou art. Wonderful because of his grace, the counselor because of his guidance, the mighty God because of his greatness. Then the everlasting Father, or the Father of eternity. Eternity. And this, dear friends, would imply the fact that he is not only the one who is everlasting, who will continue forever without cessation of existence, but it also indicates that he is the author of eternal life. Eternal life comes from him. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And so the Lord Jesus Christ was the one who brought this life, the author of life. But then he is the giver of life. He says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I wonder, are you the possessor of eternal life? today? Are you conscious of the fact that life, the very life of God, is yours? The Word of God says, he that hath the Son hath life. If there has been a moment in your experience when you are faced up to the fact of your personal sin, and then acknowledged and accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, then you have this very morning the assurance that you possess eternal life, the life of God, given by the Father of eternity. My dear friends, remember that this eternal life that we have not only implies quantity, that it is never-ending, that it goes on everlastingly, but it also indicates quality. It's the best kind of life to have now. Christ is the author of eternal life. He is the giver of eternal life. For the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can accept that gift this morning from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the author of eternal life. He is the giver of eternal life, and he is the sustainer of eternal life. My sheep hear my voice, he says, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. He is the everlasting Father because of his guardianship. In John chapter 17, in the prayer of our Lord to his Father, he says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. The Father of eternity, the everlasting Father, because of his guardianship, he saved us. Praise his name. But hallelujah, he is able to keep us from stumbling. Wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, because of his glory. Beloved, the best is yet to be. Saintly Samuel Rutherford could write, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. But beloved, we don't have to wait till we get to Emmanuel's land to have the glory. We sang last evening, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. The Lord says that the glory that was given to him by the Father, he has given to us. He has imparted that glory to us now, so that we have an experience of glory in this world. Amidst the darkness and confusion in this troubled world, praise God, we have glory filling our souls. All the wonder of the glory of God. But we have also an expectation of glory. We're looking forward to entering into the fullness of the glory of God at the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. And this world that's been so much associated with hatred, strife, violence, and war is going to have perfect and perpetual peace one day. But that will only take place when the Prince of Peace comes to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We read here of his government, his peace, his throne, and his kingdom. An experience of glory now. An expectation of glory. as we look forward to the future. And oh, my dear friends, as we were singing in our opening hymn today, Everlasting Glory, it's an eternity of glory. A glory that will never fade. A glory that will never cease. It will go on and on and on forever and ever in the Father's house of many mansions. Have you the experience of this glory now? If not, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your trust in Him. Get right with God. He tells you how. Oh, come to Christ, who shed His blood, and at the cross, get right with God. The glory of the Lord can be your experience this morning. Then you will have this expectation of glory in the future as we are looking for that blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And remember, dear friend, it is an eternity of glory. We will enter into that land that is fairer than day. There will be no night there. There will be no end to the glory that will be our experience with Christ in heaven forever. Are you bound for that land that is fairer than day? Are you sure that you're going to enter into the glory of God because you have put your trust in Jesus Christ? If you've never yet made that decision, I invite you this morning to face up to the fact of your personal need as a sinner. Confess your sin to God now. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Then He will indeed become wonderful in your life. He will be your Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Isn't He wonderful? Praise His name. If you've never come to know Him, we would like to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ this very day. Shall we sing as our closing hymn? Number 370. 370. Sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks. The summer morn I've sighed for, the fair sweet morn awakes. Dark, dark have been the midnight, but day spring is at hand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. Shall we sing verses 2, 3, 4, and 5? We'll commence at the second verse and sing the rest of the hymn, and Brother Andy is going to come up and lead us in the singing of it. Right, Andy? Thank you. On the second verse, please start. Thank you very much, Andy. Shall we bow in prayer? O God, our Father, we do thank Thee for the realities that Thou hast been bringing before us from Thy holy word. We praise Thee that the things that we have heard today are things which are eternal, things that will never, never pass away. We thank Thee today for the Lord Jesus Christ and for what He means to us. He is indeed wonderful, the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Oh, we thank Thee for His name, Emmanuel, God with us, His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. We ask that if there are any here today who have never yet come to know our wonderful Savior, that this very day, in fact this morning, right here in this chapel, they may confess their sin to God and accept the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. We pray a blessing upon us this day. Remember all our loved ones. We commend them to Thee. We pray for all our families, for children, grandchildren, and even some great-grandchildren we know. We ask, Lord, that you will bless in every family circle this day. Keep us, Lord, we pray, in thy love and in thy fear, ever looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank thee for him, and we commit ourselves now to thee in his worthy and precious name. Amen. Let me say, friends, if any would like to have a talk with me about spiritual needs or problems, do please tell me as you leave today. May the Lord bless you.